Denise Brown helped get federal legislation passed that provides money for the investigation and prosecution of domestic violence. The Violence Against Women Act was originally passed in 1994, the same year her sister Nicole was murdered. Nicole's husband, O.J. Simpson, was later acquitted of charges he killed her. Brown recalls how then-Senator Joe Biden wanted her to help him move the stalled legislation and disprove some myths about who becomes victim to abuse.
He asked me to come to Washington, and because it was stalled in Senate appropriations, and they thought that, you know, domestic violence or this whole, you know, Violence Against Women Act didn't need to be passed because it only happens to poor and homeless women.
This year, renewal of the 2012 Violence Against Women Act has been opposed by conservative Republicans. They object to extending the act's protections to same-sex couples and to provisions allowing battered illegal immigrants to claim temporary visas. Despite the differences between the versions passed by the Senate and House, Brown remains confident.
I don't know. I just have faith. I think that they're going to do the right thing.
In 2010, 58 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence-related incidents. According to a report by the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence, those numbers include both the victim and the perpetrator. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.